remember bowling bags? Remember like when bowling, the bowling bag look, like I'm not even talking about a specific brand, were popular?
You remember the Dior, like, saddle
bag?
Everyone in college carried that.
It's just obnoxious. I'm to the point now with bags where I feel like even some Chanel's, like, if it's too recognizable, unless, like, I think all bets are off if it's a fancy bag, clutch, or, like, you know, like, going out bag, like a small something. Like,
yeah.
Those can be, like, art pieces or, like, super, like, loud or whatever, because that's kind of more like jewelry, I feel like, for those going out fancy bags. But otherwise, day-to-day, I think anything that's too... like a saddle bag or Dior.
No, it looks silly
or overly
to me. Yeah.
Labeled or symboled out. Even the YSL bucket that I just showed you that I really like, I'm on the fence about it.
YSL, oh, no, that one's pretty standard.
But it still has like a pretty big YSL.
Yeah. What's even worse is the big YSL with the...
That's horrible. But I like the bag, but then I'm like, that's
I would
too...
like that bag if it was black on black. Like, if it was a little more understated.
Oh, but the letters don't need to be that big. And then what's funny is that they're Saint Laurent now, but then they still do the Yves Saint Laurent, like the YSL. I don't know. It's like, you can't win.
You can't. I have a gift certificate there, and I'm like, what am I going to do?
YSL?
Yeah.
Saint Laurent?
Yeah.
From who?
Well, Mike doesn't listen, so I can say this. I bought Mike a backpack from there for his birthday one year. And it was like... I think YSL designs men's stuff so that it looks good on really tiny men.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Very tiny.
Where it looked like he was like a teenage girl. Like it was tiny on his back.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love you, but this is not, I'm not going to wear this.
Yeah.
He's more of a tech guy. He's not going to wear YSL. Like he's like, it's not me. So he wears his Tumi.
Oh, they have some really
cute
shoes.
Oh, you remember that exercise?
Which?
Remember I was texting you all the backpacks for Mike? You're like, why would you do camo?
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't get a refund.
That reminds me of something. I need to write a note. But they have amazing shoes for you or bags or wallets or whatever. You should just go in there. Is it from the actual store?
Yeah.
And it was no refunds. It was just like store credit only. That annoys me. You know why? Because if you were to have bought it from their website, then you could return if you didn't like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Those boutiques are so... And it's pretty much across the board with all of them. They're that way.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Like if I bought like something from, so these are Alaya, these, and if I bought them from the boutique, it'd be store credit only if I wanted to exchange or return. But I bought them from the website. So if I didn't want them, I could actually return them for a refund.
Why is that? That's
I
stupid.
Think because they feel like if you're in
people
store,
get commission for it and stuff.
Well, no, but if you're in store, then you know enough to know that you want, like, you know, you saw it in person.
Yeah.
But if you order online and you're that surprised by the fit or the look or whatever, but still, it doesn't make sense. It should be across the board, in my opinion.
Wait, so next week, ew, there's a cockroach on the thing behind you.
No, there's not.
No, not a real one. You were so calm, I would freak.
Where?
Look, but between the parrots.
I was like, if you don't kill that cockroach and save me.
There's nothing I'm more scared of. Next week is New Year's.
I can't.
What are you going to do? I've been thinking about it a lot.
Nothing.
No, not for the night. I'm saying for your goals ahead. Don't you plan three? Bert is like notorious for writing like a list of goals and he fucking nails them every year.
Okay. A friend of mine yesterday, I was texting. There was a few girls on the chain, but she was like, let's leave our self-deprecating eyes into in 2023.
Wait.
Like, why are we tearing each other down?
Right?
Why are
That's
we
my number
why
one.
Are we talking shit about ourselves?
Yes.
Because it started because we were all together on Wednesday and someone took a picture of the four of us and it was a kid's birthday party. So we had like puffers on and it was cold outside and we weren't like done up or anything, we shouldn't need to be done up to feel cute. And also, you know, people can take a really unflattering picture, even if you don't look like that in person. Yeah. That's actually what annoys me the most is when you just get a bad picture and you're like, well, I wasn't like done up, but I didn't look like that.
It's anyway, like shallow how.
So it was the four of us on text and I wrote back, like, Matt did not make us look hot. I'm giving troll vibes because I just like looked like I was like in a puffer and I was like lurking from behind my friend. And then a few of the other girls agreed with me. They're like, no, I'm giving troll vibes. No, I look horrible. And then the one girl was like, can we not? We're like so whack that we're doing this to ourselves. Like, can we stop? Like, let's stop doing this. She was funny because she's like, I think I look hot. And we all were like pretty cash, but it was cute of her. You know, I thought it was like, and then she's like, just kidding. But at the same time, she like wasn't. She's I probably the most self
positive.
Yeah. Out of all of us.
Body positive. Yeah.
I just in general, I think she has a different like sense of self and a different like scope on life. And it's pretty like it's motivating. I liked that. I was like, wow, that's so rad.
I was working out with Nomi this week and I just feel like I've been surrounding myself with a lot of people that just all they talk about is their body and slamming their body. And I'm just it's getting tired.
And Nomi, too.
No, not Nomi. And Nomi was talking. She's like, I go, you look so like, because she's really built. And when a lot of women work out with her, they're like, we just don't want to look like you. We want to like lose weight, but just guarantee me I'm not going to look like you.
Because she's like, super ripped.
But she's not. She is, but she's not.
Is she just kind of like a bigger build?
She's fucking perfect. No, not even. She's tiny, but she's like shredded.
Why do they not want to look like her?
Because a lot of women don't want muscle like that.
Yeah.
They just want to be lean.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were talking about that and I was like, you do look really tiny. She's like, I know it's so weird if I don't work out. She's like, but you know what? I just love my body. And I'm like, that was so refreshing to hear that. I needed that this week. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, that you love your body. She's like, I do. I love my body. And she's like, but I mean that in more ways than one. Like, my body's done a lot of shit for me, you know, mm-hmm. Birth two children.
I know. I think about that, too.
You know, I'm like, healthy.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm healthy. Like, my body
is
like,
so refreshing.
Yeah, I know.
That I'm so sick of people.
Yeah.
Just the self-deprecating of like when someone says you look good and they're like, no, I don't. Oh, my God, I'm so fat. You know, it's just like it's tired. I'm done.
And that's
especially living
that
in this
goes
town.
Back to the friend that I had that I told you about that always talks about that all the time. And, you know, you and I both love talking about it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's constant. Like, I don't even know we like talk shit a little bit about ourselves and the whole thing and wanting to.
It's more playful.
But it's playful. I don't feel like that person specifically. I have a friend who just like is always talking about it and always just like it feels so obsessive that it's
exhausting.
It puts me in a bad headspace. And
yeah,
I'm like,
too.
Why am I susceptible to this? And why am I letting this sort of take me down?
Yeah. Yeah, and I go,
I don't
just
understand
because
it.
You're broken.
Yeah.
That I go, well, what do you think of me? Like, well, I don't feel this way about myself, but you must think I'm
a
real.
I don't understand it. I think ultimately what I've realized.
It's eating disorder, so I think a lot of people have touches of eating
everyone
disorders.
Everyone has some twisted little bit of a food relationship. No, we're human. No, we're not perfect, and our relationship with food isn't perfect. No one's is. But I think what I've realized with, you know, and it's constantly a work in progress. You're constantly evolving and realizing like what works for you, what doesn't work for you. But what I've realized is it's for me, it's not just about, oh, I need to be this weight or I need to be this size. It's about like not overindulging all the time and actually not feeling like, you know, like super bloated or super, because you know when you overdo it, right? You just don't feel good.
No.
You could be at your thinnest weight. And if you overdo
it, and you go, I feel like
you
shit.
Just don't feel good.
Don't.
So for me, like that's what I'm chasing is that is like trying to moderate enough that I just kind of feel good day to day, as opposed to just restricting. And I only feel good when I'm restricting, and then I go.
I noticed
you
that
know?
Too. I've noticed that recently.
It's
my heart. My heart speeds up, or I'm like, God, am I diabetic? When I overindulge in carbs and sugar, mostly carbs, really, what I notice.
Yeah.
I don't get this way if I go on a meat binge. I feel totally fine.
Well, protein,
like
your
carbs,
your body processes it different,
carbs,
I think.
I feel like the racing in my chest, and I just don't like that feeling.
Well, if too much carbs, it becomes just sugar, and then your body's
my
like...
My body's like counteracting that. But you know what? You just said everyone is like flawed with food.
Mm-hmm.
I know one person that has probably the most healthy relationship I've ever seen with food.
Who?
Ever. Leanne.
Really?
She is so fucking like, I'm like, how did she turn out like this? She's so normal with food.
Yeah.
So normal.
Yeah.
You know?
I can be, but then I can also like.
She doesn't dip though.
Yeah.
She doesn't ebb and flow. She's like.
That's cool.
She's eating healthy. She's like, this is what I'm doing. She has bad days. She jumps back on that horse.
Isn't it funny? I think there was a time where I was more that way.
She doesn't think about it. You know?
I like in my 20s or in high school.
Oh, I
like,
was so normal.
I was so normal. Like, to the point where, like, I had no sense of, like, what it meant to be, like, I could have done with a little more knowledge of food and like just moderation and stuff. But I mean, I would eat anything, like, and yeah. I wouldn't feel bad about it.
No,
there was no guilt tied to it at all. Zero.
I wonder why that is. It's like our brains weren't fully developed.
No, because I know, like, I mean, my sister was definitely still like hung up at that age, yeah. like in a different way. And it's not. I don't know. It just depends. But living in LA, it's hard to avoid.
Yeah, I was showering today, and I'm like, what am I going to do for the new year? Like, what do yeah, I what really, are you,
so
what are my goals?
So to circle back to that, what are your goals?
I want to love my body. I already do, but I want to genuinely
yeah.
love it
yeah.
and make other people embrace that.
Yeah.
Because this year, I was so tormented with, like,
the whole
it
year.
It started with, yeah. like, you know, trying to get better health because of my heart, and then dabbling with
what's
the
Ozempic. Wrong with your heart?
Nothing. I just had that tachycardia thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But that jump started my working out all year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you dive into different things, and it was a roller coaster for me. And I don't at the end of the year where I'm like really am deeply proud of myself because I've never worked out for a year straight. Mm-hmm. Never in my when mm-hmm. I was younger, I was very active, but like as an adult, mm-hmm. I've never committed to anything for a year.
Yeah.
And I committed this year.
Yeah, no, I am.
And then
of
I
you.
Was telling you, I was like, oh, I gained all my weight back, yada yada yada, work got crazy. And then I'm like, no, I am not gonna sabotage that moment I had of being proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's yeah. what I was doing to myself.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about it more and I go, this is just like the narrative for my life. I find a way to sabotage something that was good
uh-huh.
where I go, I'm doing that to my body too. Yeah. And then hearing Nomi say that, I go, I'm going to be body positive this year and I'm going to like love my body and yeah. embrace it.
Yeah.
And like start there.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm always like tormented by, you know, constantly thinking about it. I don't want to always
exhausting.
Be thinking about it. Yeah. But like I said, I want to feel good too. Like I don't want to feel like bloated and gassy and you know, I've been noticing that lately when I'm just like uncomfortable and that happens like when I'm not paying attention. So then I'm like, well, do I need to pay more attention? Do I need to pay yeah. less attention? I don't know. But ultimately I agree with you. I'm on board with that goal and also ultimately just to feel good.
Feel good.
At whatever size.
Yeah. Moderation. So I'm going to be body positive. I'm going to work on moderation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop with the ins and outs of the juice cleanses and this and that, although I do love a good one. And I'm going to call it a reset and not a cleanse.
Juice cleanse?
No, not a juice cleanse.
Yeah.
But I do. You know how it revives me. I'm like, I'm going to start this next week.
I haven't done a juice cleanse in, like a true juice cleanse in a long time.
I also
time.
Think, I know, yeah.
I like juices, though.
I
just
juices.
Don't know about a juice cleanse. No. Yeah. No, I love a reboot. I love a system.
I
love a whole thing. Yeah.
A reset, you know?
I'm always down with that. But I don't want to feel, yeah, I don't want to feel that that's what I'm putting all my energy into.
And I'm going to start saying stuff.
Like what?
I'm not going to be this little cowardly cat in the corner with everyone body shaming themselves. I'm gonna be like, guys, stop. It's tired.
Yeah.
It's tired. No
yeah.
one wants to hear about it.
Yeah.
Take your broken thoughts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
go sit in the car
yeah.
and you can come back in if you want to be.
Yeah.
Cool.
I thought it was cool of that girl to say that. I was
that's
like,
fucking cool where
yeah.
I go, you are so much stronger mm-hmm. and cooler than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, I look hot. When clearly she probably did it. But you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, let's take that turn. Let's have a little fun.
Yeah.
And like empower everyone. Because it's just, I'm tired of it. I'm fucking tired of the old women legs.
Yeah.
The down, 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 down,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She also had an interesting thought. In fact, maybe she'll come on. She said something about how like society doesn't want to show women, you know, like at 40 or after 40 because she said because she thinks that's when women are like in their prime and that's when they're like most powerful and they've come into their own and, you know, they're really like, you know, commanding and all of these things. And she's like, you know, the society doesn't want like they want to like push women out at that point. I thought it was an interesting. I mean,
it's
a deep like, you know, sort of perspective, but it's I don't think she's wrong.
No, she's
there's
not.
Something to that. She's like, why aren't we seeing that age woman like, you know, in like the magazines or like, you know, in
it's
the
funny.
Media more, because and if we did, we'd be like, I want to look like her, you know, but we only see these young girls and then we're all like trying to stay looking, you know, 20 or even look different than we did, like
yeah.
weirdly, like we're striving for this weird perfection that even 20-year-olds don't look like.
Well, and also,
like a tightness, like a lack of like anything. I mean, that even really super young people don't look like.
And you know what is funny to me?
Yeah.
I go, this goes back to like the tummy tucks and all that. I go, it's not even interesting anymore. Everyone looks like that.
Yeah.
Everyone looks the fucking same.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you just achieved the carbon copy of what anyone that walks into a doctor's office can achieve.
Yeah.
So congrats.
Yeah.
You know?
Like an almost inhuman, like,
yeah,
you know, you're looking for things that are, that a filter would do to your face.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. It's so weird.
I would say I'm done with filters, but I don't really use them.
I don't know. My goals for 2023 are to definitely be like kinder to myself, more grateful for everything that I have instead of focusing on what I don't have and I think that I want. Crushing it at this podcast. I want this podcast to start.
I do too.
Just like churning and burning.
Churning and burning. New name.
Churn and burn. Churn Welcome and back burn. To Churn and Burn.
What was our original thought for the name of the podcast?
I forgot.
Oh, Baked Not Fried or something.
No, ultimately, I just want Zen and for like my entire family, including my mom and my dad and my sister. I just want everyone to like have a great year and not be as hard on themselves and you know, be successful at whatever they're doing. And I don't know, I just basically everything. I want everything.
Perfect. That's not a lot to ask for.
But I just don't want to be so, this last few weeks I've went really dark. Like I just got
you
like.
You went dark. I liked it.
Sometimes I'm so sensitive and I'm so intuitive that I pick up, oftentimes exacerbate things that I'm feeling and amplify them. But I feel all the energy of other people, good or bad. And I feel like I just picked up, for whatever reason, picked up a lot of like negative, darker kind of calculated agenda-y type of energy the last few weeks. And it like took me out. Today's like, they're like a good like week. Today's the first day I feel like, okay, all right, I'm back. I teeter between like complete idealism and then sometimes I'm like, nothing means anything. Like, I'll be like, oh, my God, I'm going to attack this with so much gusto and so much passion. And then on the other side of the coin, I'm like I'm like an existentialist. Like, I'm like, nothing means anything. Life has no purpose.
Oh,
it's
so
hard when you feel like that.
Yeah, no shit.
It's hard when you're in that place.
I've been.
I always dabble. I feel like I'm always like have a touch of that. But I went really dark into that. Like, nothing means anything. It's all pointless.
Yeah,
let's shut the podcast down immediately.
You had a few of those. You've been dabbling. I've been shopping for Christmas decorations, and we've had
Duran
a few of those conversations.
Told me today, he's like, the podcast is amazing. You can't give up. You have to keep doing it. You will succeed today.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah. I'm not quitting. You're nuts.
Last night we were joking. The boys were like, because I made an olive oil cake.
How'd it turn out?
Oh, my God. Amazing. I have one for you.
Do you really?
I made three. I made it. Over the weekend, then I made three last night. I gave one to my neighbor. And they were like, you should open a shop and just sell olive oil cakes. I was like, well, that's been done and that place is out of business. They're like, no, but you should do it out of the house. And I was like,
no, do it out of the house.
And I was like, huh. I'm like, okay. And they're like, yeah, you should promote it on your podcast. I'm like, okay. And they're like, how many people listen to your podcast? I'm like, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000, like, I don't know, three. I have no idea. And they were like laughing. They're like, Eenie. They're like their grandma, daddy. Like they were joking that it was like just the three people in our family that listen. And I was like, and I'll sell them all olive oil cakes. And they were laughing so hard. Like,
oh my God.
So funny.
Did you bring it?
No.
Where is it?
It's beautiful though.
What color is it?
Olive oil cake?
No, what color is yours?
Do you want to see?
Oh, yeah.
I have a picture of it. Oh my God. So I was in my closet trying to get to this headband before I came here.
Yes.
And, you know, everything's so tall in my closet. Like, it's not a big closet, but everything's, like, so high up. And so I swung the ladder over, but there was, like, some things blocking the thing. So I then put, like, a leg up on a shelf, and I was reaching. All of a sudden, the shelf gives out, and I, like, literally almost fell on my face.
Oh, my God.
I, like,
Did
crushed
you break
my,
the shelf?
The shelf is broken. All of this, like costume jewelry came tumbling down. I fell onto my elbow and my toe and I was like shaking. I was like, oh my God, it could have been so much worse. I fell from like a ladder.
Wait,
in my
were
closet.
Your kids home?
No, this was like just now, right before
I
came here.
Oh, they're still in school.
Yeah, today's the last day.
Shit.
But yeah, dude.
Shit.
I took a fall. You would have laughed your ass off. And then the dogs came in. They're like, what just happened to you?
I can't believe you didn't know which dog was barking this morning when I asked
you. Can't with them.
You have way too many dogs.
Bianca's about to die.
Why don't you put her down? That's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
It's beautiful. That is fucking beautiful.
Really beautiful. The insides, it's like almost like a little bit yellow.
Did you guys eat the whole thing?
I did lemon zest. This was the one I made over the weekend, and I think the one I made last night might even be better.
Is it easy to make?
It's pretty easy. But instead of using I looked at a few different recipes and I kind of riffed on it. A few of them call for Greek yogurt or buttermilk. Mm. I used labneh. Do you know what labneh is? It's like a Greek cultured, but it's like a savory, almost like it's like a savory mm-hmm. yogurt instead.
Okay.
So, and it's like creamier. I used that and I'm happy with how it came out. It's bomb.
I want to get the half and half you're using from Gelson's.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
I don't have half and half at home right now.
I love half and half.
Who doesn't?
You were shocked to learn it was half cream, half milk.
It's so weird.
Why? Half and half.
I wonder what like Coffee Mate is. Just like white chemicals.
Chemicals.
My parents
I wonder
eat,
what
drink
it is.
Like a gallon a day.
What is it?
I don't know. But they're like, make sure you have my Coffee Mate. And it comes in a huge jug. It's like, expires after the apocalypse.
It's so funny. My dad's like that about half and half. I kind of feel like that's how I got into it because I had it there from him.
Yeah.
And I started using it. But I did like just a little touch of it goes such a long way.
You don't need to like bloop, bloop, bloop.
No.
Bloop. Like,
and it really does
almond
make
milk, it's like you're pouring forever.
Yeah. It does make me happy though, the half and half. Yeah. A little cream.
Just goes.
Mm-hmm. You know what else my friend's been, different friend's been doing lately when she texts me? She sends like an, have I talked to you about this? She sends an audio text.
Oh, yeah.
Did I mention this?
No.
I dictate sometimes when I'm driving, so obviously, and which is nice. But what's even better, okay, so I never used to do an audio text, like not dictating and then them typing, just an audio,
mm-hmm.
almost like a voice note.
Yeah.
I never used to do that because then if the person can't put the volume on, they can't hear it, right? But now it will, if I text you an audio note, you'll get the audio file, but it will also underneath it show you the text if you for some reason couldn't play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but if you can play it, it's so much easier because then you get my tone.
How do you do it?
I'll show you. Are you asking for anything for Christmas? It's like so anticlimactic.
Yes,
I feel like
you know what I asked for?
What?
An aura.
Ooh. So you go like this, plus, and then audio.
See, I'd rather receive that. Just
look at my screensaver.
For who? Oh my God. See, it doesn't show me.
Did you do your update?
Oh, no.
That's your problem. That should be your... Oh, my God. Can that be my ringtone?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I'm not sure.
Keep.
No, go to my contact. I think you can edit my ringtone.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah. Did you save it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Send message, share contact. How do you give people different ringtones?
I need some like diamonds or jewelry or something for the holidays. I really feel
I want to get my tennis bracelet fixed. It broke.
Which
one? Beautiful, beautiful tennis bracelet.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I've never worn it. I wore it like twice and it broke day two.
Well, I want to go downtown. He can fix it if you want to come with me.
Go downtown, go downtown.
How do you do a specific ringtone?
Oh my God. Do you know what Mike's really into right now?
What?
The little tobacco pillows. Bird is too.
Chewing on them?
No. They're little pillows.
Yeah.
And you put them right here. I almost brought you one.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's like chewing tobacco.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's in a pillow.
Yeah, so same thing.
It's white. It's like, no, it's not tobacco.
It still is.
It's a little uppy-decky.
It's tobacco. It's nicotine.
It's nicotine.
You creep. You sweet little creep.
Would you try one?
No.
Why? Remember when he used to smoke ciggies?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Disgusto. Okay, wait, here. I found ringtone. Where did you save my thing?
I don't know, but I wish I could change your picture.
You can, no?
I hate your picture.
What is my picture?
It's a brunette with long hair.
It's Luca.
I know, but Luca doesn't even look like that anymore.
Hi, Cody.
That's so creepy.
I'll figure it out later here.
Oh, you know what else I think we should work on?
What?
Christ! Oh. We should also work on
what?
Setting up our new podcast space.
Space. Oh, I saw Cuddy's new house, by the way.
Oh yeah.
It's very cute. I mean, that yard is
epic. Like, how cute is Ezzy?
It's like Steel Magnolias back there.
Ezzy.
Ezzy B.
Ezzy's like, oh.
Ezzy wants to move in.
Real grass just gives me life. His little feet were shuffling in it. Yeah. He's like, it's so thick.
Ezzy's funny.
I was like, what? The two of them walking through the grass are like, look how tall it is. It wasn't even like going past their sneaker.
No, but you kind of sink into that grass. You sink into it.
It's fluffy.
Yeah. Although it's far for me to go.
100%.
Yeah.
It's far.
So I kind of am leaning towards staying here.
No, driving on and all. Oh, for the podcast? I know. Yeah. But we could do a full day of recording.
Wait, is it me? So last week, remember, like, or a few weeks ago when we recorded, I said to Jacques, he's like, oh, your badge might be ready today. If not, definitely next time you come, right?
Where's your badge?
So I go, do you have my badge? He goes, oh, did I submit it?
What?
Just now. He goes, did I submit it? I'm like, that was like 2 weeks ago. You said you did. Oh, it's been crazy. I don't know if it's here. I'm like, what? I can't.
I didn't even submit mine.
Jacques, you're on my shit list.
Okay, so here are the people I've reached out to and we're going to have on next month, which I'm super excited about.
You tell me. You need to
give me somebody. One is a nutritionist, which I think will be very on brand for our New Year resolutions.
Is she excited about coming on?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And second is one of my really good friends, mm-hmm. Kamala.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She is so fucking interesting.
Oh, yeah.
She's a hot little ticket.
We talked about her. Yeah. That sounds fun.
She has been through the fucking ringer.
Yeah.
Brain tumor, all this shit. So she is super interesting. So much fun.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hectic.
And so energizing to be around. Just a good...
I like no energizing. Drama energizing.
I know. Let's fucking surround ourselves
with
people.
Wait, did you know
Lisa
is having a party tonight?
What?
I swear.
That little twat.
So I got the... And remember when we were talking
to
her?
I wasn't invited. Mike was even invited. I wasn't invited.
And I go...
I told Mike it was canceled.
She told me it was canceled. Then I got a reminder about it. And I was like, wait, I thought this was canceled. She goes, no, we're just keeping it small.
What? Where is it?
Tonight at her house. I don't know.
For work?
I don't know. I can't go.
What are you talking about?
I'm still, like, you know, on the straight and narrow.
I'm so offended.
I'm a little weirded out, too. I'm like, I can't now go. You told me it was canceled, and now I'm supposed to just show up?
At least you got a goddamn invite. Mm-hmm. I sat next to her last night. What's this party
Woo!
Called?
I don't know. Let me look.
She didn't even mention it to me last night.
She obviously hates you.
She does.
My God. So Luca wanted, do you know, have you ever tried to get, like, sneakers from Nike's sneaker app when they do, like, a drop?
No. I just have to take
well,
your sneakers.
When you have older boys, you'll know what I mean. Anyway, it's like you enter this draw and then like they launched today. The drop was today. We got on at 7 a.m. and like we both had accounts and we're submitting trying to get them and like sold out. You're like, great, whatever. Luckily, I had already like bought them on StockX. But StockX is crazy. Have you ever bought anything on StockX?
What's StockX?
StockX is like, I mean, they have so much stuff, but they started with, I think, primarily sneakers, and now they sell like PlayStation stuff and clothes. I mean, I honestly, anything like, sometimes you can get stuff below
new
retail.
New or used?
All new. Okay. Sometimes you can get stuff below retail. Sometimes you can get, you pay $100 more just to get, you know, the size you want or whatever. Yeah. But I had already bought him these, but it'll be like day to day, you know, it could fluctuate between like 100 to 200. I mean, you know, every minute it's changing. The prices are changing as people buy and list and whatever. So I had already bought him the shoes before the drop because I knew we weren't going to get them. I'd already overpaid over retail to buy them before the drop.
He doesn't know that.
Well, so he was like wigging out and he's like, I didn't get them. Ugh. And then like I said to Duran, like I was like, I texted Duran this morning. I was like, should I just like show him that? Because I was going to wrap him, put him in the dream. Like, should I just show him that I have him? Just like blow his mind right now? Because he was already looking on eBay and stock, you know, this morning and like spiraling.
Can he buy stuff on his own?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
On the sneakers app, I put my credit card in because I was like, if you get it, cool. And then Duran's like, no, you shouldn't give it to him. And I'm like, but I like kind of feel like it's the right thing to do. Then he'll just stop obsessing, right? And so I'm like, hey, Luca. And I turned around because the shoes launched today. Like no one has them. And I was like, and I had them in my hand. And he was like, and then he started like freaking out. He was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want them. I was like, should I have wrapped these and put them under the tree? And Duran's like, yeah, you should have. I told you to. But I was like, but I wanted him to like not obsess. And I also wanted to show him while he was obsessing.
You know what that feeling feels like. It's torture.
He's like, you should have let him squirm more. And then but then he wasn't as excited as I thought he would be when he got, like, because I was like, this is one of your Christmas presents, just so you know, I don't want you're getting other stuff, but I don't want you to be upset when, you know. And then he was like weirdly disappointed. And then I was like, fuck, I screwed up. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have given it to him right now.
Why was he?
Wouldn't you have kind of understood where I was coming from?
I can't hold a surprise like that. Yes.
Well, especially when he's sitting there spiraling. And I'm like, I don't want him to be obsessing about this for the next like 10 days or longer. I said, Luca, let me explain what this is like. I was like, you know when like the girls at school are like, Luca, I'm so into you. I want you to be my boyfriend. And then you're like, okay, I will be. And they're like, like this is what you're like. So I want these shoes. I want these shoes. And I'm like, here are the shoes. And he's like, like, you know what I mean?
What did he say about that?
He was laughing because I'm like, that's what it's like. It's like you want it. You know, you want it so bad. And then suddenly when it's just handed to you, then you don't like it's almost like then he's like, it's too much.
What do they look like?
They're called the Reverse Grinch. I paid like $100 over retail.
Oh,
I mean, when retail's only like $150, but whatever. Fine. I mean, again, I've seen them. They're probably over what I paid now. But then, like yesterday, they were less than what I paid like 5 days ago or a week ago. I mean,
you just pay for the certainty of having them.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Whatever.
I did the same thing with a globe.
What globe?
This globe I got Ted for Christmas.
Oh, you paid over retail?
It's sold out everywhere.
Mm.
It's a globe that has like an electric pen, and then you touch on like different countries, and it tells you about them and shows pictures.
Yeah,
it's typically like $70. I paid like $140.
This is the invite. I'm sure you're invited.
No, I'm not.
Wait, you can see the guest list.
I don't think so.
CEO, she cracks me. You can't see the guest list.
I know.
Please bring family or a date, Chef Carla.
I can't with Chef Carla. I think she's horrific.
Do you really? I think she's good.
Oh, my God. She's horrible. Her food is disgusting.
Well, it's the stuff.
Have you used her?
No, I have. She's actually really good. It's the stuff Lisa's having her make.
No, the presentation was sloppy and disgusting. I'm sorry, Lisa. I love you. It was not okay.
I cannot believe I wasn't invited to this.
Wait, can we discuss? Are you dead over the
tinsel? I don't want to say anything because I can't go. That was the grossest. First of all, I showed it to Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike's so funny. Mike's like, that's so bad for the environment. I was like, what? He's like, tinsel? I was like, really? He's like, you're kidding, right? I was like, tinsel's bad for the, he's like, it's awful for the environment. He's like, and that much tinsel on one tree?
So it was flocking, though. So it was funny. I forget if it was her or her husband I was talking to, and they were like, I was talking about, I was so into
flocking. That was tinsel for real?
Yeah, I was so into flocking. And they're like, well, that's just like so bad for the environment. I'm like, and that's not?
That's worse. Why is tinsel? Let's look that up.
I don't think it's worse. I think it's the
same.
Your
tree looks amazing.
We have a really, I feel like it looks
like
so
messy.
Oh my
God, it looks so good.
I have a friend who put so much tinsel on her tree that it just looks like, it looks like it has silver hair and it's kind of beautiful.
Tinsel has long been a staple of Christmas decorations, but it's not the most eco-friendly choice.
Tinsel versus flocking.
Tinsel caused an unnecessary risk of cancer.
What? Now we're talking about
It takes more than 450 years to decompose. 450 years to decompose. That's why it's bad. And those trees are just going, you can't even grind them up and use them for mulch once it's covered in tin. Hers? She
Her
just
tree's
fucked
fake.
Us. Oh, okay. Oh, God. Wait, what is she, how does she get it all off?
I don't know.
You know how many things of tinsel she must bought? Maybe 100.
Somebody did it for her, of course. Like some like florist, artist person.
Okay.
Meow.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of your tree, not hers.
Mine looks like so like pinner with like, mm-mm. It's like there's like a strand of tinsel here, a strand of tinsel there.
No, I think it's cute. It makes it sparkly. It probably looks like shit during the day. I'm not going to lie.
At night, it looks
beautiful.
Epic.
Yeah, during the day I'm it's like an old ragged whore. It's like, and then you turn off all the lights. Like, she sparkles. And then you wake up. You're like, that's what we lived with last night.
Tinsel looks so worn out during the day. The first day after we did it, that's why hers, because she has so much, looks good during the day. So the first morning I woke up after we did it, I was like,
What? I ruined you. I'm so sorry.
What? It was like really. I was like, this is funny.
Yeah. And then she's probably like, shh, close the curtains and light me up.
But then the more you put on, I think it does. Yeah. It does kind of look.
Do you have
better.
A daytime picture
of my tree? No, yeah. I'll send you one that later.
Yeah. Mike's a big fan of tinsel, though.
Yeah.
He won't use it, but he's like, ugh, I wish we had a real tree with tinsel. I was like, no shit.
Yours is fake, your tree?
Yeah. I was like, I wish we could smoke inside.
You didn't buy a real tree this year?
I never do.
What? Why?
This is bad for the environment.
You never buy a real tree?
Never.
I mean, I guess, like, why? What's the point? What is the point? What do you need a real tree for?
No. I save so much money. Real trees are so expensive. It's bananas. The size tree I want and the shape,
yeah.
I walk out spending like $500, $600,
yeah,
$700.
Remember I told you. It's like,
it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just don't. But also, my mom told me I was allergic to trees. So then
no.
I have that. They make my eyes itch a little.
Hmm.
I think I'd be fine in the house.
Did I tell you Dominic's allergic to pineapple?
What happened?
So I think he must have tried pineapple over the years, you know, like, or licked it or touched other fruit or something. There's a fruit cart now, like outside of school, and normally he'll get like watermelon and mango, but this time he's like watermelon, mango, and pineapple, and he starts eating the pineapple. He's like, this is glorious, it's so sweet, it's the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, okay. So he finishes it all. A few hours later, he's like, my mouth's itchy, and he had like this huge blister on his like on his lip. Like, it looked huge, and I was like, it's gonna pop or something. But I'm like, obviously he's having an allergic reaction, so I gave him Benadryl. It was all kind of started coming down. And then I was reading about it, and they're like, it's rare to have a pineapple allergy. And typically, if you do have a pineapple allergy, it's very seldom, like, anaphylactic severe.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because of the bromelain in pineapple is in the pollen family. So typically, it'll affect people who have, like, asthma or different like sort of respiratory things or allergies like that, that then pineapple allergy is more prone to those people. Yeah, so it makes perfect sense because he has a little bit of asthma and has quite a bit of allergy, Dom. So he's allergic to pineapple. He was like, I love it though.
We were like, well, you can eat it with Benadryl.
Right.
Pineapple soaked Benadryl.
Luckily, he wasn't, you know, like so bad that.
Shit.
Yeah. Let me show you his little lip.
Holy mother. The fact that you didn't freak out.
I almost did. But then it honestly totally went down. It all went away.
Did he have that blister on his lip before?
No.
That just started.
Yeah. But think about it. Have you ever eaten pineapple and it's kind of like there's an acidity to it, which I don't have an allergy, but
I don't have an allergy.
You know what I mean? It can kind of be like. Like a little bit?
It's kind of hairy.
Yeah, or like lemony, but then there's like some, it didn't surprise me. I'm like, he had put tagine on all of it too, so I was like, could it be the tagine? But it's not.
Add it to the list.
Of allergies.
Ted's allergic to something, and I've got to start giving him.
There's like a lot of allergies going around right now.
What the fuck?
I don't know. This is my like... My like doomsday thinking. I'm just like, everything's going to hell in a handbasket.
Ted, we were going to bed the other night. Yes, we sleep together. And he was sitting there. He's like, ugh. And these are like the dreaded words you never want to fucking hear.
What?
He's like, my tummy feels like a washing machine. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. It's like, ch-ch-. I was like, no, I know what the washing machine part. Yeah. Like
churning.
Like, do you
churn and burn, Ted?
Moving around. And I was like, stop moving. And he's like, it's just, my tummy hurts. Oh, it feels like a washing machine. And I'm like, motherfucker.
What?
I was like, if we all get the stomach flu tonight, like, this is not what I signed up for. And I'm like, do you need a bucket? He's like, why would I need a bucket? I'm like, because you're probably sick. You're probably going to throw up any minute now.
No, you're crazy.
I know. And he was like, no,
gas,
I'm not.
Gas, maybe.
No. Nothing happened.
Pineapple?
Pineapple. It's a freaking pineapple.
What was it? Did you get to the bottom of it?
Nothing. It just woke up and... And I had that moment where I'm like, you know when your kids get sick and you're like, I'd rather them be assholes than be sick?
What do you mean?
You know when you get frustrated because everyone's wild and like crazy and you're like, everyone calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, but then when you're sick, you're like, I just want you to be a crazy asshole again.
Yeah.
So then I was like cool with them for 2 days after that because I was like, it's better than throwing up.
Yeah. Want me to spoil you? Do you want anything? I don't know. Luckily nobody's been
sick.
That
Knock
crazy.
On freaking
oh,
wood.
Actually, you know what? Yesterday I just got the flu shot. And have you gotten it yet? And my arm is killing me.
Nicole got it and she's like, my arm is killing me.
But I don't think I feel like that most times with a flu shot. Do you?
No.
Never.
I did in years past. And then when I was getting it during COVID years,
yeah,
it never hurt. But before that,
yeah,
because they'd give it to us at work.
Yeah.
I always remember thinking, like, because I'd get it before Emmys or something. And I'm like, I don't want my arm to hurt this whole time.
Oh, I don't remember my arm ever hurting from this shot.
It was like 5 years ago that it used to hurt. And then
it hurts now.
Nicole's like, I touched her arm the other day. She's like, oh my God. I was like, what's wrong?
You haven't gotten yours yet?
I don't know if I will. I think I had the flu already.
So then my doctor was also asking if I wanted the
COVID
booster. No, what is it? Nova something?
Yeah.
Novestra or Nova
something? Did you do
something.
It?
I didn't because my dad had been saying, like, no, we're not doing boosters. I mean, he's not. So then I kind of just follow his lead. I don't know if his opinion has changed in the last few months, but she was saying that it's this one now is more like a tetanus shot where it's supposed to kind of just like be more
like a few
effective.
Years
effective. I said for how long? That's why I said a few years. She goes, I don't know exactly the time frame, but apparently she said that the other ones before were more like super effective and then like not effective at all, and this one is a protein based I think booster or something.
Oh.
And she said that it's supposed to be more across the board, like, baseline effective. She's like, sure you don't want it? Sure you don't want it? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't want it.
Oh, I might get it then.
But then after I said no today, I was like, huh, maybe do I want it?
Well, you don't want to get it the same time as your flu shot.
I don't know that
I
it
never
matters,
double
but,
dip.
But then she's still wearing a mask. They wanted me to wear a mask in the office. And I'm like, did you guys ever get a break from wearing masks? Like, this is so...
No.
She's like, not really. She's like, you know, I mean, I think every office is different. And I get them wearing masks, but
the
patients.
Yeah.
Well, if you're an ENT, ear, nose,
and
throat.
Well, he wears the legit one that hurts.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just don't get sick anymore. It's amazing.
I know. Well, and then she said she hadn't gotten COVID, my doctor, until last year. She dodged it for like the first over two years.
Same with me.
And she said she got it twice then within like a 6 month period.
Wait.
So she was like, I would have, if I wasn't wearing a mask, like I would have gotten my patient sick.
2021. I dodged COVID for 3 years.
Well, you were also like in hiding with your little girl child.
How cute is she?
She's so cute. I can't. Where was she going in that outfit?
Who fucking knows? She's a mess.
I love her.
I love. She was like, hi, Sammy.
Yeah.
Hi, Sammy. I was like, you want to go to her house and play? She's like, yeah, now.
Yeah.
Right now.
She's really cute. She's like a little doll face.
She is.
Doll face baby.
All right. Let's follow through on our shit. I'm going to.
Take me with you. Just put me on. I'm just going to ride your coattails. Be like.
I'm already body positive.
Huh?
Already body positive.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm doing this.
I just want to enjoy myself.
Yeah, right? I just want to have fucking fun.
And feel good.
Whatever. And feel good.
I want to feel good and have fun.
Part of feeling good is feeling good in the head, too.
I know.
I'm going to stop
I know.
All that negative shit coming at me.
No,
I'm
that
literally
is,
going to say, take your broken thoughts, go
that's
outside.
Really important.
It
no,
is.
It's feeling, it is. It's feeling good physically and feeling good mentally. And the mentally, I think, is the one thing that gets sort of forgotten about. Because you're like, oh, if I'm this size or if I'm this weight or if I feel good physically, which is my ultimate goal, then you're forgetting about the mental
yep.
component of it, which is maybe just as, if not more important.
You sacrifice the mental to get the physical, and I'm not going to do that anymore. And I'm not going to allow that shit around Lola. She's my.
I think especially when you have a girl, it's probably even more heavy. But I have, you know, I also think about it for the boys
you
and
do.
Just because I want them to be healthy and
totally.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, I just want them to like be smart and have a good time,
be healthy.
Yeah, don't worry about it.